Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the beautiful studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I wanted to tell everyone I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, 2020, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet Adama and the people of Telos in the Hollow Earth. Last July, I don't know if I told you this or not, but last July we were at a campsite there on Mount Shasta, and we saw a Pleiadian ship up in the sky. And and we all focused our energy on it. We asked them to move right. The ship went right, and then left, and then up, and then down. And suddenly, the commander of the ship, Admiral Halosaurus, beamed himself down to our campsite, and we could see his image in the higher dimension around the campfire. And we had a nice long talk with him about how long he'd been. He said he'd been away from the Pleiades. He was the Pleiadian admiral of like 2 million ships right now around the planet, helping us with the ascension. He'd been here for about 6 years, and they were here to help us with the ascension. But we have to ask for their help. So in a few minutes, I'm going to do a prayer for peace for the world with your help. But we'll do that in just a few minutes. But we've had many amazing experiences there. My eyesight was healed, restored to 20/10 crystal clear vision. Last September, other people have been healed of Lou Gehrig's disease, Lyme disease. One lady in September of 2017 was given a new pair of legs so she could walk again. It's an amazing place. And they tell me by next month, Shasta will be in the fifth dimension. So when we're there, it's going to be a strange experience to drive from Seattle south in the third dimension and drive into a mountainous area in Northern California that'll be in the fifth dimension. So I'll let you know what that's like, but it'll be pretty incredible. The cost is just $200, and if you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And before we go on to my guests for this hour, I'd like everyone to take a minute and say a prayer of peace and healing for the world, the United States in particular, and around the world. We've been through months of shutdown now we're in the United States. We're facing domestic violence in Seattle and other cities. And I'd like to, for everyone, just send healing of love and light around the world. Also, I want to thank Michiko Hayashi for her efforts. She's been using her special Hado machines to heal the world every day now for, I think, about 2 months or longer. And I want to let everyone know that we're powerful spiritual beings, and if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world, and we can visualize world peace. So please send lots of love and light around the world now and for peace in the world, and this violence will stop, and that we can get back to making this planet a better place. That's the purpose of my show, and I appreciate everyone's help so much in joining me in my efforts to raise consciousness. I started this program nearly 7 years ago to make the planet a better place. And it's a lot of work, but it's sure is fun. And now we are on the verge of ascending into the fifth dimension. I mentioned this before during my first hour, but beginning July 6th, 2020, Monday, July 6th, in addition to my wonderful radio show here on KKNW on Fridays, I'll be starting a new live show online, starting off with my first guest, Robert F. Kennedy, on July 6th, Monday. The show will broadcast on Mondays from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio from the San Francisco Bay Area. And you can listen at BBS Radio, that's BSandBoy.com/Out of This World Radio. It'll be a subscriber-based program. It'll be just $5 a month or $50 for a year to listen to the program. But if you're poor or broke and don't have the money, you can listen for free. You just need to go to the website at bbsradio.com/Out of This World Radio. And there's a little PayPal button where you can make a donation to listen. Or you can go to my main website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on the PayPal link, and I really appreciate your support. There are some expenses, of course, starting with this new show, and your help would be really appreciated. The gentleman I spoke with, I contacted here a couple days ago, was a fellow named Timothy Japet. He's an attorney in Corpus Christi, Texas. He said he'd come on today, and unfortunately, we're not able to reach him. But these are his posts on Facebook, and I'll just read off a couple of them. He said that he knew the man, George Floyd, who allegedly died in Minneapolis. He said that Mr. Floyd actually died in Corpus Christi, Texas, about 3 years ago. He said that Mr. Floyd did play for Texas A&I, but he lived on the streets there and he did die there. However, he didn't die in Minnesota. This is what he's written on his Facebook page. To top it off, I was his court-appointed guardian ad litem before he passed at Spohn Memorial. Before he died, he talked to him about his football game with Johnny Bailey and Abilene Christian and Texas A&M in 1989. I was going to have him on today, but apparently he's not available. But of course, his Facebook post raises a lot of questions. He also sent me documentation regarding his death to show that he was in fact did in fact die 3 years ago. So it raises a lot of questions about who was the person that actually died or who was involved in that event in Minneapolis a couple days ago. I did receive a copy of George Floyd's real picture, what he looked like, and he looks different from the man who allegedly was involved in that incident in Minneapolis. You know, we have racial problems here in the United States, but I'm sorry to say that I think that people actually staged this event in Minneapolis. It wasn't the real George Floyd. I don't know. Maybe that person stole Mr. Floyd's identity. That could have happened. I don't know. But I was hoping to talk to this attorney in Texas about what his knowledge of him, but I'm just thought I'll just read his what information I have from his Facebook page. I think it raises a lot of questions, and I hope the country can heal soon. Nobody wants to see destruction here in the United States. What's troubling is that a lot of these rioters were bussed in from somewhere else by Antifa and with George Soros, and a lot of bricks were provided by the Acme Brick Company, which is owned by George Soros and Bill Gates. And so that's very troubling. I know in Seattle, windshields were busted out over freeway bridges here in Seattle and Bellevue, Washington. Normally it's a very quiet and peaceful place, but it was so unusual to have this kind of violence here. And I hope we can all get back to our, we can all pray for a better planet. So let's just take out a minute again and send lots of love and light around the world and hope that this will be over soon. But I want people to analyze things as they appear in the news and ask hard questions as to why this happened, who was this gentleman in Minneapolis if he wasn't George Floyd, and why did it happen, and pray for peace for the world. Eric, I'd like to bring on my guest then, Dr. Christopher Macklin. He's a wonderful fellow. He's a naturopathic doctor from Canada. And he's got an amazing, amazing history and life story to tell. And I'm so happy he's coming on today. We're calling him a little early. Just let me know when you get him. I'll read a little bit about his biography. He was born a highly aware psychic child, he writes, in Chester, England. In a very short period of time, he found the world as he knew it turned upside down. He was newly divorced, his money gone, and unable to get a job. He began to understand the divide and other plans for him. In a pivotal moment, he writes, sitting in a square in Manchester, England, with nothing to call his own and nowhere to go, he promised himself and God that he would use his healing abilities to serve humanity and surrender to God. And right after that, things began to dramatically shift after this, and Christopher was afforded the opportunity to meditate for hours a day for 4 years in order to integrate his highest path and to understand the divine healing he was called upon to share the world. And I'm so glad he's on. Thanks, you, Eric, for getting him. Dr. Macklin, how are you today?
Ted, thank you for having me on. I'm wonderful. Bless your heart.
Oh, so nice. So I want to thank Donna, my good friend Donna in Los Angeles, for introducing me to you and hooking us together today. She sent me, of course, a bunch of information on your background. And, you know, I looked at all these sheets in your biography and the questions I could ask and things you could talk about. And we could go on for at least 2 or 3 hours. Easy.
Okay, then.
So also, I want to invite you too. I'm sure Donna told you, but I'd love to have you on my new online show as well next month. On I'll just send you an email. It would be for July 13th, I think. But you can let me know after the show if you like, if you're free. 13th or 20th. Anyway, any one of those dates is fine. So
that's perfect. Bless your heart. Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, tell us a little bit about what happened to get you started on your spiritual path. You were married. You had a successful aviation industry engineer, and then everything came to an end when you in a failed real estate venture, and you were divorced and living out back of your car, homeless, on the streets of Manchester, England. Tell us a little bit about, if you don't mind, what happened then and what helped you turn your life around.
Yeah, it was really interesting, and you know, I call it the darkest night of day. It's kind of a thing that you end up wondering what the heck's happened for the last 21 years, because you earned money and suddenly you've got nothing, and you don't get food. Someone allowed me to borrow an apartment in Manchester, you know, where I stayed for 4 weeks, and that was it. And I'm thinking, okay, God, this is not funny, you know. And I remember they specifically saying, it's the right time. What do you mean it's the right time? goodness, you know, I really learned that it was the right time, and I let go of everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was very successful in that, had a lot of things happen, and then suddenly it all collapsed, and ended with nothing. But I ended up with everything, because it made me realize that stuff in your life, it doesn't matter what it is, houses, cars, anything, actually means nothing. It's about what's within that counts. And so I went on a journey for 4 weeks, you know, having very little money and everything else, and four years. And, you know, someone sponsored me to go to Belize. I went to India and different places doing healings, and it really allowed me to open myself up with no stress. Don't worry about money, because there is none. There's enough for food and everything else. And I was very grateful for that. I did have periods of time during that time where I didn't have food. I remember one in Belize for 21 days. And actually manifested it, you know. And it taught me to manifest. It also taught me to surrender, because I think people are so caught up with money and, oh, you know, I want to do my spiritual business, but how am I going to make it pay? That's not your deal. You know, if you have a passion, and you get back to your sovereign self and you step out in the world and do something amazing, the money will flow where love goes, you know, and I've really learned that, you know, from firsthand experience.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. And not only healing, but you've also been in touch with benevolent extraterrestrials too. Is that right?
Oh, all the time.
All the time. Okay.
It's incredible. You talk to people, like, oh, God, this guy's nuts. Well, maybe I am. It depends on your definition of nuts. And to me, this is normal. I mean, I remember at the age of 14, age of 4, I was lying in bed, and I saw this reptilian creature, and people get attachments. They don't realize what they are. They're Anunnaki, Draconians, different attachments, you know, Luciferians. And this thing was sitting in my bedroom. Dad, Dad, help! You know, there's a reptilian in the room. Of course, he comes in, couldn't see it, and I have the gift to see it, so it's there, you know. And he goes, no, don't worry, darling, it's a bad dream. But I really learned very quickly to manage these things, because if I didn't, they'd have me in front of a psychiatrist giving you drugs and stuff like that. So I just come out, get out of my bedroom, and poof, the thing went. Oh, that worked. So, you know, but I didn't really follow that until, you know, the age of like 40, when everything collapsed and then things turned around. And I really learned about my gifts. You know, one thing I see is that everyone's got a gift, you know, especially if you're a starseed. If you're a starseed, come down here to help, you have gifts. The problem is because you're, you know, because it's a spiritual battle between the entities and trying to shut you down, and people get depressed. How many starseeds do I speak to and say, wow, I don't belong here? Well, no, you don't. But what you've got to do is learn how to navigate it from a different perspective. And, you know, it's my belief that, you know, to successfully navigate this world, it's like a swimming pool. I'll use this analogy. So the humanity's in the swimming pool. They're pooing and weeing. Would you want to dive in? Probably not. So it's important to stay on the periphery of it and have an amazing heaven on earth life where you're doing your passion. You know, you're always blessed by everything you need. And people say it's about money. It's not. It's about everything. You know, you're always blessed by everything. And you can navigate this world and do your gifts and help as many people as possible. And that's my true mission.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. What would you like to talk about today? I mean, we can talk about lots of things, but I've got tons of questions here I can ask. But what would you like to focus on? We could talk about healing or benevolent ETs beyond all, this planet. Yeah,
Beings, like. Healing, anything you like. I could talk about everything, bless you.
Okay. Well, let's talk about healing, and how, like, you write about Morgellons disease, and that also, this feeds into humanity, spirituality too, because you write that humanity is a divine race created through 57 starseed races. That's amazing. You also talk about accessing the divine plan of your light through life, through divine alignment. I get a lot of questions from people as why I'm here, what should I be doing in my life? And then you talk about living your divine sovereignty, and then also about keeping your frequency high in order to access the higher timeliness in the God space, and also Absolutely. Getting rid of like negative hindrances that can block your spiritual growth, including negative attachments, spells, all kinds of things. I mean, there's a ton of stuff here. It's up to you as which ones you want to start with. It's all
you select. You're the host, bless you. Whatever you feel, you know, you want to talk about, I can talk about it all.
Okay. Well, let's talk about accessing the divine plan of your life through divine alignment and living in divine sovereignty and also keeping your frequency high. Because it's been a tough time for many people in this country, around the world, but the shutdown and then trouble we've had in different cities across the United States. What would you advise to keep people's frequency high and also to access your divine plan? As to what you people should be doing now to make this world a better place? I think that's a good question.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the first thing I always recommend is switch all the news off. Be very selective about what you see on YouTube and go with your intuition. If it feels right and if it's synchronizing with what you feel, then that's great. Watch it. But if it's not, you know, people buy into a lot of this stuff and a lot of things on YouTube, they have part of the story. And so, oh, my goodness, it's all 5G. Oh, my goodness, it's this. Well, it's all part of the same thing. You know, what's going on at the moment is obviously trying to control the masses. And they're kind of doing a great job, sadly. But I think that's going to change because people are starting to wake up thinking, hang on, this can't be right. You know, there's the coronavirus. It's a flu that's been around for many years. There's COVID-19. Right. It's a weaponized system that's been created in the Wuhan labs. And, you know, they're not testing it correctly. They're not doing the right things. And they're not reporting the right amount of people who are affected by it. So the best thing is keep out of it. You know, get back to your sovereign self. And I think get back to your sovereign self is getting your vibration up. How do you do that? Meditate, you know, every day. I used to meditate when I was learning with the McKeel's Net beings. And they were teaching me how to, you know, cause and effect of different illnesses and things like that. I was meditating for 4 to 6 hours and extraordinary, extraordinary things happened. And I think, you know, if you spend the time, you'll learn your gift because, you know, a lot of people say, well, I've learned theta healing. I've learned this. I know Reiki. Well, that's someone else's perception of healing modalities that might not be yours. They might not function correctly with your starseed family. So it's important to connect with your starseed family and learn your gift. You know, how does it work? What's the cause and effect? What's the best way I can actually provide healing to people? And you know, I spent, you know, many years and still learn now, you know, even with a new protocol which strips out Morgellons and Lyme and HIV, Agent Orange, it strips it out of the body in between 40 and 60 days. It's a massive discovery and I'm so excited about it. But I was looking for that, looking for that. So you're always learning. But I think also, you know, the important thing is everyone has a passion, like, oh my God, I love cooking. You know, I can create something from nothing. Now, can I cook? Yeah. Is it like a top chef? Well, not really, because these guys are gifted at what they do. They can, you know, have nothing in front of them and create something amazing out of it. I can't do that. I need a recipe. So is my gift? Probably not, you know. And am I good at painting? Well, no. If I went to a gallery with my painting, they'd say, well, get out and never come back because it's not my gift. So I think it's very important, and all these things are healing. Food is healing, you know. If you have a top chef create something for you with love, you know, and you eat it, you think, oh, my goodness, that was absolutely delicious. And the same with the painting. You look at a painting, the vibration in the painting, wow, that's just amazing. So, you know, it's important. All these gifts are healing. And I think people get stuck on, oh, I've got to do energy work and things like that. It's not the case, you know. Energy work and healing is in, you know, art. It's in sculpturing. It's in many things, landscaping. So it's important to look what your passion is and what your true passion. Next question, people say, well, how am I going to monetize this? Well, It's not your deal. Just step out in the faith, do it, and amazing things happen. And that's so important, I think.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, you have something called the Global Enlightenment Project. The website is www.globalenlightenmentproject.com. What's that all about?
Well, when I first got to America, which is about 14 years ago, I registered a non-for-profit under Christopher Macklin Ministries, and that's fine, and we did it. And I'm an interfaith minister. I believe in one God, many paths, and you know, people are okay to talk about Jesus and Buddha and, you know, Yahweh, Elohim, whatever they like, you know. But and so I opened this interfaith ministry as a healing ministry. And so it got off the ground. But one thing I'd like to say to everyone is, you know, build it, they'll come. Well, I opened the doors, nobody came. And I'm, okay, so what's going on here? Where's everybody? And then I got this massive thing. It's within. Get out there. Oh, okay. So I always remember I went to St. Petersburg in Florida to Unity Church there, and they asked me to speak. So I went to the bookshop, and no one ever knew me. This is the first engagement I had. And there was like over 100 odd people in, and people banging on the door wanting to come in. Why do they want to come and see me? But it was incredible because, you know, I gave the demonstration, did some healing, and talked about how the healing works, and people were blown away. And from that, it really took off. But you have to be willing to get out there, I think. And now we use a lot with Zoom, and, you know, I do healings on Skype. We probably do, healing sessions-wise, we probably do about 5,000 healing sessions a week. We have
three groups.
People can log on. We have 400 people, 500 people on Zoom. We have about 1,000 to 2,000 on Facebook, you know, and I stream on Facebook because it's important to me, and it's by donation. And the reason why we did that, it's 501c3. Everyone deserves a healing, even if they've got no money. So we just say, look, if you want to make a love offering, send us some PayPal money. If you don't, that's okay, you know. Because we do have staff, we have 10 staff, and it's not a small organization. So, but it always wipes its face, and that's the thing. If you have the faith, it's okay, you know. So, and we do one-to-one sessions. We also do specialized groups where we have up to 9 people, and we talk to them first, and then do the healing on everybody. And they're kind of Zoom meetings. So it's pretty busy. But I think the key instrument is take it out there with you. You know, be willing to travel and take that gift with you. That's really important.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here today, because you can help people and tell them about your work, and also they can, and especially now it's worldwide. People can just go to your website at www.globalenlightenmentproject.com. Dr. Macklin, I was wondering too, you're a medium, is that correct? So you talk to the other side and angels?
I do, yeah. I mean, I was born as a Melchizedek being. There's 5 Melchizedek beings here, and they're part of the creation. They, you know, they police. There's a few things they do. They police space-time, make sure the space-time's not altered. They created the Akashic Records with Prime Creator to make sure that people can't go back in time and alter time by going on another timeline and altering history. You know, because, for example, if you go back on this timeline, you'll go back, for example, to Hitler, you know, and someone wants to take him out. Well, you can't, because that timeline has already happened. It's a different timeline. So it's basically stopped governmental systems and that altering space-time, which is really important, because if they did, the whole world would be in chaos. So one of the things we do is police that. The second thing is, you know, there's a crystalline structure around the planet. People used to use telepathy. They don't anymore. Mm-hmm. They've lost the ability. But the crystalline structure... What happens is when humanity gets all stress and anxiety, like, for example, now, where everyone, COVID-19 and this and that, you know, which, by the way, I think is all blah, blah, blah. It's just a manipulation. Mm-hmm. But, again, that's my perception. But, you know, people are getting all irate about it and get upset. So what happens is the crystal structure above the planet starts to fill up with really anxious energy, to the point where people can be in complete despair because they're feeling the collective. So we clear that with the Arcturians probably now once a week because it's so important. So it sounds a bit out there, but, you know, there's a lot of work going on. And the third thing we did is we created this Global Enlightenment Project because we're going to build 3 pyramids, and they're going to be on a Fibonacci curve. The final one is going to sit on the major ley line, which is actually going to be in Arkansas. And it's going to flood the energy through the ley lines to actually flush out the stuck and negative energies that are there at the moment. So we're underway building that. It's going to be a 20,000-acre site. It's going to have meditations, tea shops, herbs, its own farm, restaurants. It'll have a whole slew of, you know, healing abilities, which is going to be fantastic. So we're looking at building that, you know, fairly soon. It's starting in the next couple of months.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Now, that'll be centered in Arkansas, you say, or will extend across several states?
No, it's going to be in Arkansas. It's on the border of Arkansas, I think. We thought it was going to be in Missouri, but the ley line's actually gone through the Buffalo River. So it has to be on a ley line. So the final pyramid, the first one's going to be 333 feet tall, the second one 666 feet tall, and the other one 999 feet tall. And they'll all connect by a Fibonacci curve to power the ley line, you know. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
Oh, wow. Now, if people wanted to help with that, how do they contact you, or how could they do that?
Yeah, just email the office, and, you know, we do a few things. Like, for example, we have sacred space sharing. If you have a look at the website, my wife and myself, we do a sacred space sharing once a month to, you know, to update people on what's happened to the pyramid, what we're doing, and how things are going, what's happening in the world, to try and give people, like, a foundation. It's not about that we're gurus or anything else, because I don't believe in gurus. I think everyone is their own guru. But it's good
right,
to have
I agree.
A family of people, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to share things with, and that's what we're doing. So once a month we do that with Mandy and myself, and, you know, we do it on that. But, you know, if you're interested, I mean, please, you know, if you email info@ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com, or if you go on the website, Globe Enlightenment, and you email, you know, say, I'm interested in being part of it, you know, because we need a lot of staff. It's probably a $100 billion project. And the money's coming. Mm-hmm. People say, well, how are you going to earn that sort of money? That's not my deal. That's God's deal. I'm just doing the work.
You're just following just orders. Yeah.
Don't sign the check. It's just waiting for the ink to dry.
Yeah.
But what a beautiful thing, you know.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Do you have any messages for me today?
Do I have any messages?
But if you don't, that's fine too. So
no, what they're saying is keep going with the work you're doing. What I feel is though you're a channel yourself, Ted, and I think you get very connected. You're an empath. You get very connected to people, and I think you know, when you get messages like, you know, for example, you might get a, you know, question come out of nowhere. It's your gift, you know, and I think you're doing great work in getting things out, because people are really lost. I mean, I work on thousands of people a week, and you speak to them and say, hate my job, you know, relationship's no good, and things are happening. Well, let's change it, you know, because life's so precious. Change it today. Let's do it today. Resign from the job and have the faith to step out there. Oh, well, I can't afford it. Well, you can, because, like I say, you know, get that passion and do whatever your passion is, and it'll happen as long as you keep the faith, you know, that's so important.
Sure. Right. That's true. Where are you? Are you located in Arkansas now, or physically where are you located?
We're actually 20 minutes from the Arkansas border. We're actually in Branson. Well, actually, we're in Hollister, which is a mile outside Branson, Missouri. And, you know, we have a house here, you know, where we run the ministry from. We have our own house, of course, elsewhere, but it's a 5-acre site. So, but it's close to it, you know. We're in the right neighborhood, I think.
Okay, great. Tell us about your experience with ETs, and a little bit about the positive ones, and why people should, maybe you could talk about the starseed ET races and how they're connected to humanity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, we've got 57 strands of DNA. You know, it's all connected to starseed beings. And I think it's important, if you're a starseed and you were born here, you are from a starseed family. So my thing is always find out who they are, because I think it's important. And people say, okay, you know, for example, Palladian. Are you Palladian, Arcturian, Sumerian, Atlantarian, Lumerian, Andromedan, Chiron? You know, there's many different races. And what you need to do is maybe meditate and use like a dowsing. Am I, you know, Lumerian? Am I Atlantarian?
Right.
And once you find out who you are, you need to meditate. Mm-hmm. Now, people think, oh, well, I'm just going to get all the downloads straight away. You know, let's do it. You know, it doesn't happen that way. When I was meditating with Gilded Beings, it took about 6 to 8 weeks for them to contact me, because what they do is you meditate and, oh, Is Christmas serious? Well, he's meditating today. He meditated 4 hours. Okay, well, let's see how he does tomorrow. Let's see how he does the day after. And they'll wait because they. It might sound strange, but they don't waste their time with people who aren't committed. They want to see you committed. So it's important to keep meditating. And then suddenly one day they'll connect to you. Bang, things really happen and things really open up. You get downloads. You know, weird stuff happens, and wow.
Sure.
And at that time, you know you connect.
Sure.
And of course, if you're Palladian, you know, I'm a Methuselah being, so I you know, talk to Methuselah beings on a daily basis, every single day. I also get readers because I always make sure that I'm getting accurate messages. So I have a couple of readers who work with the ministry to check and cross-check because this, you know, for example, this project's a big thing. It's huge. And therefore, we want to make sure we're going to do it exactly right. So, but, you know, once they've started connecting to you, then, you know, look at your gifts. They'll tell you your gifts. You'll just know things, which is downloads. And you could really move forward with your gifts. And by goodness, the world needs it right now, if there's ever been a time, you know.
Right. Tell us about the Melchizedek race. That's fascinating. If you could tell my listeners about that, that'd be great.
Well, the Melchizedek beings are from the ultimate dimension. They sit with the prime creator. There's three Melchizedek beings police the Galactic Federation, if you've ever heard of that, myself being one of them. And we have meetings to make sure that there's not, you know, for example, down here, it's a free will thing. So nobody, because of the prime creator's rules, even the prime creator, nobody could actually get involved unless you pull your gift from the ethers down here. And so, for example, you know, there's a very close call between violation and education. So we all come down here. We know there's entities here that are going to manipulate and mess with you. That's okay. That's education. You have to learn and keep them out and the power of prayer or, you know, if you call it map of intent. You know, prayers are just map of intent to keep these entities out. And we have a lot of prayers on the website to protect you from, you know, Jesus called them demonic entities. I call them fallen angels and souls. But they try and attach you and manipulate you. So, so it's important to be able to do that, you know, and whilst you're healing, the whole point to me about healing is not just because you've got cancer, that's nothing, it's like a common cold. And people think, well, hang on, I've got stage 4 cancer, I'm going to die. No, you're not. The tumor's saying, hey, my body's out of balance, need to do something about it. What's the cause of cancer? Primary, emotion. Secondary, pathogen infections mutate the cells, turn into tumors. So if we eradicate, if we release the emotion, and we work on the pathogen infections. In fact, the new protocol will strip them out in 40-60 days. Then we can fry the tumor with a thing called space-time continuum energy. It fries it. It basically breaks the molecular structure. It's gone. But it's so important. But that's not completely healed. It's important to get to a space where you feel like you could take on the world, and you're leaping out of bed in the morning, going, "Oh my God, I feel incredible." That to me is heaven on earth. You know, where you love your job. You love your wife, you know, you love your family, everyone's in, you know, friends, the friends you do have. And, you know, when you evolve, you'll find you'll lose a lot of friends. I did, you know, I lost loads of friends because they think you're nuts. Or maybe you're not responding to the third dimensional blah, blah, blah that they want to engage with. And I didn't do that. So I only have friends who hold the space for me, and we don't talk blah, 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 you know. You know, we talk about proper things, which is important, you know. Well, don't waste your time on third dimensional, what I call drivel, you know. It's not worth it. And I think, you know, it's about getting up there. And once you've done that, you know, you get back to your sovereign self. Wow, I could really make things happen. And out you go. You can do some amazing things.
Sure. Right. Interesting. Now, you work with the Arcturians, too. Could you tell us about the Arcturians, please?
Yeah, the Arcturian Melchizedeks. I mean, Melchizedek, by the way, I forgot to tell you, was part of the Magi. If ever the Magi, it was the teachings down here. And the whole basis about it is just unconditional love, full stop, you know. The Magi teachings, which is Melchizedek. So we work with the Arcturians because, you know, there's a lot less Melchizedek beings than there is Arcturians. So they do a lot of work with us. And, you know, like, for example, that crystal grid, they actually clear it. And they fly through the crystalline structure and clear the energies out of it so that, you know, because if you didn't, you'd get a lot of suicides here because people feel absolutely despair. So we're clearing the grid on a bi-weekly basis, depending on how dark it is. So that's one of my jobs down here. To make sure the crystalline structure of the planet is clear enough so that we're not getting loads of suicides because people just, oh, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done with this. So it's really important. It's a really important thing.
Sure.
They're also involved with building the pyramid project, you know, which is Although it's called Global Alignment, the actual pyramid location itself will be called the New Garden of Eden, which is an absolutely beautiful thing. So,
fascinating. What do you see happening the rest of the year here on the planet? What do your angels tell you?
Well, Ted, they always say it gets darkest before the dawn, and I think it's absolutely true. I don't think we've seen anything yet. You know, my you know, what I see, and, you know, I work with some world-leading toxicologists who have seen the stuff under microscopes, like Morgellons particles, what they do. They're biologically alive, but they're dead because they've got no soul. But they ride in people's bodies. They use the energies. And so this new weaponized system they've produced is HIV nanoparticles, HIV proteins, nanoparticles bound together with SARS and different things to make it replicate. So I don't think we've seen anything yet, but the numbers don't add up. You know, I don't think the numbers are anywhere near what they're saying, but I think what they're trying to do is put fear in people so they can take the vaccine, of course, which is already produced and has, you know, it'll tag you. And I think the whole point about this is to try and get people on the internet, get them connected to Bitcoin. And so people say, oh, it's all 5G. No, it's not. 5G is part of it. You know, the nanobot particles and the weaponized system is part of it. And there's another virus, which is coronavirus, which has been around for years. It's just a flu, you know. It's a bad flu, but it's a flu. So it depends which virus you're talking about. But it's you know, to me, it's just like, wow. It shut down the whole planet. What were you thinking?
Well, amazing. Well, amazing. What do you think things will be
before it gets better?
Sure. Well, do you think it'll be when do you think this will break? By the end of the year or early next year?
Yeah, I think by January, February, they'll get over themselves. My biggest concern, I think, is that people take the vaccine, the nanobots, it'll tag you, you know, and then you know they can read you. And if they use it, you'll become part of Bitcoin. You'll be an asset on Bitcoin and things like this. So my perception is, you know, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be a doctor. Common sense prevails. Don't take the vaccine.
But right,
that's my opinion.
Right.
You know, that's not, right. You know, you have to decide for yourself.
Sure. Right. Was Arkansas shut down where you are now, or were they open?
We're in Missouri. Well, Arkansas was more shut down than Missouri. I mean, we're on the border. We're only 20 minutes away from Arkansas, but Missouri's been okay. The governor believes in the Constitution, so I know people complain, well, people should wear masks in the grocery stores. We've hardly had any incidences here compared with other places. So it was shut down, you know, certainly restaurants and things were shut down and certain shops, but I don't think it's been anywhere near as bad as anywhere else in the country. It's pretty liberal.
Where did you get the inspiration to put these pyramids in Arkansas?
It's interesting because 10 years ago, honestly, I had visions about it. You know, they said, of course, oh, got to do it now. I had visions about a pyramid, huge, you know, going to put it somewhere, but didn't know where it was. And over the term, they've kind of said, well, it's got to be a ley line. We want it in Arkansas because, you know, the Ozarks, which is, you know, the border of Arkansas is on the Ozarks, is the land of milk and honey. You know, it's got many animals here. It's actually got beauty, and I think it's there for a reason, because it's a high vibration place. And of course, there's crystal grids underneath in Arkansas and in Branson as well. There's a lot of crystal structure underneath, because, you know, there's mines who actually mine crystals. So I think it's been here for a reason.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. And do you meditate every day, Christopher?
Well, you know, the funny thing, Ted, is that when I'm doing healings, you're actually in the ethers. And, you know, my wife always laughs because, you know, I do 12 hours a day, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. And when I've finished, it's very difficult to come back here for about half an hour to an hour. So she always drives everywhere because she says, oh, you're not capable. You're not concentrating enough. And she's right, you know. But, you know, meditation-wise, I mean, I'm connected to the Bekuzdet beings all day for 12 hours. I do meditate, and I talk to them, you know, off and on all the time. I've got used to just talking to them. You know, I don't have to be in a meditation state because they talk to me all day. And, okay, we need to look at that tomorrow. We need to do this and do that. So they talk to me all day, you know. So it's almost a way of life. They're there all the time.
Wonderful. So I assume they're there now with you.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Great, great. Well, any more messages from them? Just curious for the...
Well, they're excited about the project. So, you know, very excited about the project because I think it's necessary. This is the biggest project that the Methuselah beings have ever done, ever on this planet, you know, since it's been created. Because things have been done in the past. They got the Palladians to produce the Giza pyramids and different things. But the Arcturians are building these pyramids, so they're going to be very different. They're more Stargate. They're very powerful. And it's going to help us to get to the fifth dimension, you know, get the energy up in the planet, because and that's what it needed. So, you know, like I say, if anyone wants to be part of it, you know, we're all in it together. It's not my project. It's not your project. It's not my wife's project. It's everybody's project. You know, we're all part of it. You know, so if anyone wants to be connected to it, please, you know, email us in.
Well, one of the questions that I wanted to ask you: you teach that humanity is divine and more powerful than anything that it can face. But through, and this goes, I think this goes back to your own life, what happened to you, Christopher, about losing everything in Manchester and then living on the streets. And then you surrendered basically to the higher powers, and you and through surrender and accepting divine help, how can people become stronger and navigate through these negative energies, especially now?
Well, I think what you've got to do is, first of all, change your life. You know, I think you have to take a step back and look what your life's like. How's your job? Well, if you hate it, well, why are you doing it, you know? Especially nowadays, this gives you the opportunity to actually change it and do something you really want to. So look at your job, look at your relationship. You know, I get people in relationships. Well, I've been married for 25 years. Well, how's it working? Well, can't stand my husband or can't stand my wife. And are they willing to grow? No. Well, why would you stay in it then? If they're narcissistic and they're really dragging you down your energy, then aren't you worthy of better? Aren't you worthy of that counterpart who gives you joy and happiness? Because you always find in a lot of relationships, you know, as people are growing, this goes for a lot of ladies, they grow and, you know, the guys don't follow them. And so they see things very differently. And so it becomes fractured. And I encourage people to stay married. As long as it's not narcissistic, and as long as it's in divine alignment. If it's not, then change it, you know. And I think and that goes with everything. And also meditate. We have some meditation, guided meditations that can actually release emotion. You know, we all ingest several thousand layers of emotion. It's such a lot, and, you know, that's why people get heart attacks, that's why they get cancer, because it drops the vibration, of course. Viral infections, especially pathogens, mutate the cells, turn into tumors, or you get viral infection in the eyes causing cataract, or things like floaters. It's all viral infection. It's tumors type things. It's material produced from some sort of pathogen or viral infection. And, you know, that's what happens. So it's important, you know, the key, I think, of staying healthy is to get your vibration up. And, of course, you know, if you think about it, the autoimmune, the thymus below your chest, spleen further down, that's the basis of the autoimmune. Now, if you've got a lot of emotion, it's going to bleed into the thymus and affect it. And, of course, vaccines affect it as well, you know. And so if the autoimmune is damaged, you don't have the right T cells. People get allergies and all sorts of things going on as well. So to get a strong autoimmune, it's important to release a lot of emotion. And, you know, it's crazy. I mean, I've seen, for example, immunotherapy, you know, they've come out with that. And one of my clients took it. Oh, no, it's not chemo. But it is chemo, but you're not listening. That's okay. So I let her take it, and she's dead. And the reason why she's dead is because, think about it, you've got a tumor. The pathogen infection and mutated cells turn into a tumor. That was, and the pathogen were allowed to be effective because of low vibration. So what do? The autoimmune's compromised, so they inject live viruses to try and stimulate the autoimmune, but the autoimmune's messed up. It can't possibly fight those viruses or the pathogens it's got in there already. So, you know, and then they give you chemo on top of it, which is even worse. So, you know, to me, common sense prevails. Really think about it. Again, I'm not an MD. Please go and consult your doctor. But what I can say is common sense prevails. You know, injecting live viruses into people who autoimmune is messed up is probably not a good idea. So
Yeah, right. You also write, Christopher, this is kind of interesting topics you bring up. When people have these different diseases, is that related to negative energy? And do negative ETs send negative energy to people to confuse them and cause disease?
Oh, yeah, they can send radionics, they can send compounds through frequencies to affect people's bodies. Like, for example, if they transmit arsenic in your stomach, you might, be really violently sick because entities also attach. Like, for example, Anunnaki or Draconians, people can't see them, and that's the thing, they're from the fourth dimension. But what they do is they attach to you. They sit in the abdomen, hang on the shoulders, so you've got tight shoulders. Your intestines from the end of the cage down get paralyzed, so they're working at a third of the speed. So when you eat, as it gets further down, it backs up. It ferments in the wrong place. You don't absorb any nutrients. Burns holes in the intestinal lining. It can become worse and then become pockets in the intestinal lining. That's called diverticulitis. It taps in the lower back. It damages the L4, L5 disc, so people get bulges in discs. It's caused a lot of problems, and it also sends negative thoughts of, like, depression, you're useless. I mean, I remember, just to give you an example, I had a lady who texted me the day before Mother's Day. She said, my daughter's trying to commit suicide. She's walking around the yard. She's urinating all over it, trying to slit her wrist. Look, can't do anything now. Give me 2 hours. Don't take her out of your sight. No problem. So I came back to the office in 2 hours. She had a draconian attachment. You know, I took that out, and the mother was on as well. The girl was grey. When I took that out, we did some work on her liver, kidneys, and different things. Intestines, got a vibration up. She was laughing her socks off, and she works in Broadway. You know, she's a superstar in Broadway, and this girl was ready to commit suicide. So it shows you that's not you. That's some external force trying to shut you down. And that's important. That's an important thing. Always look at the thoughts. Why am I thinking I should commit suicide? Why do I feel depressed? Why do I feel worthless and useless? It's not my thoughts. It's coming from elsewhere.
Right. Amazing. And then if you remove that attachment, then those thoughts go away.
Yeah, immediately. You know, like, this girl was laughing her head off. The thing is, they can come back. What a lot of healers don't get is these things are around you. They're in a different dimension, but they're around you. So they're looking for the opportunity of coming back in. So the whole point about healing properly is to raise your vibration beyond that threshold where your energy feels so powerful, these negative entities can't get in. And it's the same with Luciferians. Right. You know, Luciferians, they're the things that people sell their soul to. You know, they're very, when they leave the body, they contort the body, they speak in a raspy voice, and they think they're dark, but not really. But anyway, people worship Lucifer. If you're in the Masonic Lodge, after 10 degrees, you worship Lucifer, and that's part of the One World Order thing going on. Mm. You know, it's all about greed and things, so.
Interesting. Well, you're shedding light on a very interesting area, but you also teach that humanity is divine. I'll go back to what you've written here, and is more divine, that more powerful than anything that it can face. So that even when people have these negative attachments, they can call upon God, if you will, and their angels to get rid of these negative attachments. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're a sovereign being, but the thing is about God is, it's good to kind of get a little bit feisty because, you know, one of the problems is a lot of transmissional frequencies are blocking the God frequency out. So if you send a thought and it's very weak, it won't get through to the God realm. It's important to get some absolute power behind it. And so you're right, you know, and that's why we have maps of intent. It's a prayer, but it's a map of intent. Like, remove this entity. Please escort this entity out of my body. Send it back to God with unconditional forgiveness. We all have the power to do that. It's just that people don't realize it. We're all divine beings. We've all got a gift. You know, we're all about unconditional love. But if you've been hijacked by an entity, it lowers your vibration. And people, that's why there's so much depression. Depression's a pandemic because there's so many attachments. When I work on people, I would say 98% of people have got an attachment of some sort. Probably 84% are Anunnaki beings. They just sit there. They just send negative thoughts all day, 24/7. 24 hours a day, and they're saying you're, like, you're useless, you're worthless, and it's time to stop those thoughts.
Could we send love and light and a group healing to the protesters in Seattle and other cities so they can get back on a peaceful path in their life? And I guess a corollary question is, are they also influenced by negative entities and things they do?
Oh, yeah, and I think there's more influence as well, because I think the One World Order looks at the opportunity and gets other factions involved, and I think they build hatred. And so it's important to... And when hatred is, these beings feed off negative energy, and so it's really important to release that. One thing we're doing, which is really interesting, is on the 13th of June, we we did a ceremony to bring all the factions of the One World Order, Big Pharma, everything else that's manipulating humanity, the Gates mm-hmm. Foundation, everything. We brought them all before God for justice, and we had last time 567 people online. This time mm-hmm. we're hoping to get 1,000, because the more people we actually get to do these maps of intent and bring them before God or release them to God, that will really change things. It was so powerful. People said, please, please do it again. And it was amazing. You know, people had profound effects with it. So we're going to do that again on the 13th of June, and that's 3 p.m. So please, if anyone wants to join us, you know, it's not about me. It's not about my wife. It's about let's change it, you know. And it also brings the child trafficking, endocrine drinking, all this satanic stuff that they do. It brings all mm-hmm. that before God, because it's my belief. I think it's kind of gone too far, where no one person can fix this. We need God intervention. And so
right.
it's about us all
right.
getting together and saying, hey, God, come down here from the ethers and let's do something, you know.
And well, again, if people judged... yeah, if people wanted to send prayers to help in this healing, do they go to their your website? And when you said 3 p.m., is that Central Time, Pacific Time, Eastern Time?
Yeah, that's June the 13th, 3 p.m. Central Time. If they register, if they go to the website, they'll see it, you know, divine ceremony to, you know, remove the satanic stuff from this planet. And
okay.
it takes about an hour and a half. Excuse me. And, you know, we'll create the map of intent. We just have to repeat it all together. And that's what
okay.
happens.
So and could really you powerful. Repeat your website, please, Christopher?
Yeah, sure. It's globalenlightenmentproject.com.
Okay. That's good. What kinds of projects will you be doing in the coming years, by the way?
Well, I'm carrying on with the protocol. The protocol's been very profound. I've had people with more gallons, lime, and everything else. We're really working on that to refine it. Anyone with cancer, we'll put them on the protocol. It's about a 40-week program, and what it does is I want to tune the Kislev beings down here who can split your now future timeline. So if you're on a timeline and you've got Morgellons particles in your body alive and messing about, what we're doing is we're splitting your now future timeline. So you've got a defined timeline, complete wellness, where all the things, pathogens and anything else, stealth pathogens, Lyme, Morgellons, HIV, AIDS, Agent Orange, and Morgellons particles are eradicated in the body, and all the mm-hmm. stuff, you know, the Morgellons and all the pathogens and everything are split out of the body on a timeline to the sun. This is, you know, it's not just it's got rid of Morgellons, it's actually changed people's lives, because when you're on a path mm-hmm. of divine alignment, they feel like everything changed in your life. Oh, I'm going to do mm-hmm. my gifts, and, you know, it's been really profound, so we're really focusing on that, because it's what a gift you can give to people. So I find
nice.
That really exciting.
Nice. Christopher, we got about 3 minutes left, and I wondered if you can, please give us some positive messages for how people can make this planet a better place and some good things you can say about the future.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're all in it together, and, you mm-hmm. know, people have said that before, but if you can change one person's life, you've changed the whole planet by that bit, and that's what we need to focus on. It can be overwhelming, but ignore the overwhelming. Let's do as much as we can, you know, give love to people, help them out. I do healings every day. And I think, you know, you've got to remember, I always have this affirmation, if I can say it, if that's okay. And it
sure.
is, the affirmation is, if you say this, and I want you to say, I am divine love and wisdom.
I am worthy, divine love and wisdom. Okay.
And I am worthy of all the abundance.
And I'm worthy of all the abundance.
God has in store for me.
God has in store for me.
Full stop, there is no doubt.
Full stop, there is no doubt. Okay, that's nice. Okay.
And please don't say period. It's just that I am divine love of wisdom. I'm worthy of all the abundance God has in store for me, full stop. You know, manifestation to me is when you're in divine alignment and when you get there, everything floods into your life. You know, you don't ever have to worry about money or people. Everything's always there. God lines it up. It's just we've got to police our thoughts and get away from how do I pay that bill. Look, God's got your back. Back up, back up. It's paid. Thank you, God, for the blessing. And always look, you know, to me, gratitude is a way of life. You have to think and be gratitude. You can't just get a gratitude and say, okay, God, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I'm grateful for my wife, my car, blah, blah, blah. We're done. You know, gratitude
yeah.
is a way of life.
Yeah.
And once you learn...
Yeah.
You know, I've been on the street. I've lived out of a car. So to have this,
sure.
you know, ministry building, to have my house is such a blessing. To have a car, it's such
yeah.
a food on the table. That's such a blessing. So many people don't have it. So look at what you've got, you know.
Sure. Well, Christopher, we're having such a good time. I'm sorry we've run out of time, but I want to thank you so much for coming on today. You gave a wonderful interview, and I'll have you back again next month. And everyone, I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. Again, thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you, Christopher.